My friends, September 15th is the liturgical feast of Our Lady or Mother of Sorrows. It is really the co-redemptrix feast day because those seven events which wounded the heart of Our Lady, because she was completely united to the Redeemer, her Son, our Lord Jesus, and his mission, all of these represent the doctrine of Mary as co-redemptrix, that Mary participates like no other creature with and under Jesus in the work of the redemption. For this feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, would you consider honoring Our Lady as the co-redemptrix by sending a petition for the definition of her role as co-redemptrix? Now, some might say, well, it's one thing that she has the doctrine, but why is it important that this be defined? Well, for two reasons. First of all, there's been a movement in the church for over 100 years seeking the definition of Our Lady's role as the mediatrix of all graces, which is founded on her role as the co-redemptrix. And as well, with this church movement, we have a church-approved apparition from 1945 to 1959, the Lady of All Nations in Amsterdam, where she specifically says, Our Lady specifically says to each one of us that she wants the dogma of the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate to be proclaimed, and that the proclamation of this dogma is a condition for world peace. That's right. That only when the Holy Father acknowledges this role of Mary with and under Jesus in the work of redemption, will she then be allowed to fully exercise her roles of intercession for us, to fully intercede for the peace in the world promised at Fatima. And let's go to Fatima for a moment. You know, it's fascinating that at Fatima, she mentions Our Lady of Sorrows several times. So in those six messages in 1917, in August and September, Our Lady specifies that she'll be coming back as Our Lady of Sorrows. Well, this is no accident, my friends. This is Our Lady's effort through Fatima to underscore the importance of her role as co-redemptrix. And indeed, on October 13th, she came back as Our Lady of Sorrows. So the Fatima message, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph and a period of peace will be granted to the world, has as part of it, as part of its fulfillment, this proclamation. So please, in not only church precedent, in what came that led to the last two dogmas, the Immaculate Conception and the Assumption of Our Lady, but also specifically from Our Lady in her Marian apparitions at Fatima, church-approved apparitions, she asks us to petition the Holy Father for this dogma. So now it's as easy as it could ever be. You can go to the website crownmary.com, crownmary.com. It'll take you a minute or less to fill out a petition, which will go directly to Pope Francis. Do your part to honor Our Lady of Sorrows. Please do your part by sending a petition to Pope Francis to encourage him and support our Holy Father to proclaim this dogma so that indeed Fatima can be fulfilled and our world can have peace through the intercession of Our Lady co-redemptrix, mediatrix of all graces, and advocate. Thank you. God bless.